At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The story you're about to enjoy is a factual tale, read to you from a fictional location. We believe.
Madam, the Village Voice is doing a profile piece asking some of the town's more reclusive business owners to share, and I quote, details of a fun, little-known hobby or guilty pleasure.
Well, darling, you and I enjoy translating ancient curses into useful text and tunneling under the Midnight Library in search of a Dark Ages hellmouth.
Right you are, madam. I'll put down word games and freelance geology.
Well done, Mr. Darling. See our guests in, won't you please?
My pleasure, madam. In these far climes, it was my lot to meet the wondrous Michael Scott, a wizard of such dreaded fame that when in Salamanca's cave he listed his magic wand to wave, the bells would ring in Notre Dame.
Welcome back to the Midnight Library, everyone. We're so pleased to have you in this fine evening. I'm your librarian and host, Miranda Merrick. We have for you this night a delicious tale of sorcery, power, transformation, and premonition, with a hint of predestination. Let me ask you, if you could this very instant gain the knowledge of your fate, specifically just how you would die, the end of your life laid bare before your mind's eye for you alone to clearly see, would you choose to look? Well, our gentleman Michael Scott did precisely this, as well as putting into place a counteractive habit in order to protect against his death vision. For he was deemed something that, unfortunately, no one speaks of with any degree of sincerity at all these days. Michael Scott was a wizard. Everything rumored to be true about this man is everything you'd ever want a wizard to be. He's mysterious in his origin, confounding in his behavior, benevolent in some ways while ruthless in others, and seemingly ultra-powerful in the nature of his abilities. A man of legendary measure, written about by historians and poets alike, I picture him rather like an old film star. Piercing gaze, commanding voice. Vincent Price, perhaps. My dear guests, would you like to get the information on your impending expiration? Visit Killingham Kate's Mirror of Fate. When you look into her mirror, you'll see your fatal fate draw nearer. And since there's no undoing what fickle fate has brewing, let Miss Kate's mirror show exactly how you'll go. In 10 years' time, you see your lightning struck, or see yourself tomorrow split by a sewage truck. Perhaps a quiet death for you in your old age bed. Or later on this evening, a machete through your head. Killingham Kate has the date of your fate. To see the reflection of your ejection, call 1-800-DOOM. It is written that he was born in the year 1175, in Fife or along the Scottish border. Each place that claims him has its own legends about him. These lands all have within their history an air of folklore and magical happenings. Some writings of Michael Scott speak of him as though he were a holy man, a monk. Others most certainly portray him from the opposing perspective and blatantly deem him a wizard, one in possession of a league of demons who gleefully fulfilled his every directive. Not an entirely unattractive lifestyle, one might imagine. Details from his early life you may not be surprised to hear are scarce and hazy at best. We only begin to catch vivid rumor of him as he is in his powerful prime. Although it is known that his family was undoubtedly well within the monetary means to afford an impressive educational regimen for him as a young man, because there is record of his attendance at Oxford. There he studied and mastered the subjects of mathematics and philosophy. Upon leaving his schooling, his travels saw him move across the European countries, and then into London, Paris, and Spain. He continued his education and voraciously pursued and commanded many of the lofty and finer disciplines, such as medicine, astronomy, languages, and theology. Later, he became obsessed with astrology, alchemy, demonology, and the study of sacred and forbidden texts. Fine ambitions, indeed. In order to avail himself of more rarefied studies, Scott became ensconced in the Moorish Library of Toledo in Spain. It is thought that here he learned the Arabic language and writing. Becoming so fluent in his understanding of both, he could easily translate antiquated Arabic into Latin. He is known to have translated the works of Aristotle in this manner. From this point, we know him to be skilled in the languages of Scottish, Arabic, Greek, Latin, English, and Hebrew. Some historians believe it possible that much of Scott's magical abilities were learned from a particular book that he was one of the few that could interpret, an Arabic book called The Secret of Secrets. And here, my dear guests, is where our man Michael Scott gets his proverbial staff and cloak. Though he was supposedly of the Christian faith, Scott began to immerse himself in Arabic culture and custom, to the point of wearing traditional Arabic robes and headdress. His reputation as a holy man, mystical scribe, and wizard began to precede him. Word of his vast understanding of the heavens, far-off lands, mathematics, and medicine spread to Italy, where the Holy Roman Emperor, Frederick II, sent for him, offering him a post as an advisor in his holy court. There he was the emperor's astronomer, astrologer, and from time to time, physician, said to heal the emperor with the prescribing of mixtures of herbs as medicine. During his time in service to the emperor, Scott began to share yet another of his boundless gifts, that of prophecy. Based on astronomical observations, he successfully predicted the outcome of a war against the Lombard League from a northern Italian alliance. He informed Frederick of the date and manner of his death. It was also at this time when he foresaw his own demise, envisioning a falling stone that would one day strike him upon his head. To stave off this occurrence, Scott simply traded his turban headdress for the constant wearing of a metal helmet. Not everyone at the time was so keen on the suspicious character who had become so popular status-wise within the Holy Court. Michael Scott's odd manner of dress and apparently endless knowledge of the occult made him a source of rumor and gossip, both inside the court and out. When Frederick II was excommunicated for a second time, Scott's reputation was further brought into question. There was much discussion and proclamation of Scott's knowledge and powers. At this time of turmoil, he quietly departs from the troubled court. This is where the stories of the man become the stuff of legend. There was, in the outskirts of the town of Melrose, Scotland, an enormous impasse of a mountain called Eildon Hill. Well, at least there was, until the wizard Michael Scott was said to have cleaved the mountain into three separate peaks. Now referred to as Eildon Hills, the three distinct tops can still be clearly seen today. In addition to having the gift of spinning sand into rope, which would absolutely be seen as a miracle in a resource-hungry, desert-like land, Michael Scott had in his service a large and beautiful jet-black horse. It is claimed that this fabled steed amazingly carried Scott from Scotland to France in a single night, enabling him to heroically fight off an invasion of fierce pirates, saving the town from being pillaged and the townspeople from being massacred. With his magical staff, it is said that he changed the course of the River Tweed. But those in need of more concrete proof of the wizard's accomplishments will very much enjoy the legend of the Standing Stone Circle, beset by Scott's own hand. The small English village of Little Salkeld is home to Long Meg and her daughters, a group of impressive monolithic boulders firmly embedded in the English farmland. The legend of the stones proclaims that when Michael Scott came upon a coven of witches engaging in pagan rituals, he was immediately enraged, and by casting a spell over them, turned them all at once, instantly to stone. Being the mighty mother and lead witch, Meg stands elegantly alone outside the circle, overseeing all of her pale daughters. Meg is the tallest of the stones, measuring 12.5 feet high. She is reddish in color, and gracefully adorned with deep etchings of mysterious spirals, star-like images, and other strange markings. If Long Meg is ever shattered, it is said that blood will pour forth from her wounds. Her ashen daughters, standing dead still in their permanent ring, are enigmatic too. Reason being that no one seems to be certain of just how many of them there are. You may count 59 while I count 72. If the same total is ever reached, the legend says that Michael Scott's spell will be broken and the witches will spring forth from their stony prisons. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'll bet we could agree. Dear certain guests, I'm happy to announce and glad to report our sponsor tonight is The Secret Sort, the unlisted launderette. They clean mystical materials from demonic to ethereal, celestial robes with stars and moons, hats with points and embroidered runes. Removal of familiars' lice, they'll even bathe your pocket mice. And they promise not to brighten whatever you wear that's meant to frighten. Every Friday, so black it's jet, the blackest black is what you'll get. Every wizard and witch with spells and chants is still in need of clean underpants. Visit the unlisted launderette. The location's not forbidden, just exceedingly well hidden. So great was the lore surrounding Scott that he was immortalized in Dante's famous poem, Inferno. The 13th century poem, with its 9 levels or circles depicting heaven, purgatory, and hell, features Michael Scott in the illustrious 8th circle of hell, which is reserved for the grisly torture of sorcerers, false prophets, and witches. How very thoughtful. Who among us doesn't appreciate special treatment? Later in his life, Scott is noted to have traveled around Italy, through Germany, and back to England. The Pope offered him a position within the church in Ireland, but he turned the generous offer down. According to border legends, in 1235, while back in his homeland of Scotland, he decided to attend Mass in a church in Melrose. He respectfully removed his helmet upon entering the church and was struck on the head from a piece of falling masonry, and shortly thereafter died. The exact truth of his burial is unknown, but varying tales say that either he or his heart alone is buried along with his magical books beneath a cross near Melrose Abbey. The site was blessed in order to keep his devilish servants from disturbing their master's rest. Sir Walter Scott, in his poem, The Lay of the Last Minstrel, describes the burial thusly.
I buried him on St. Michael's night, when the bell tolled one and the moon was bright. And I dug his chamber among the dead, when the floor of the chancel was stained red, that his patron's cross might over him wave and scare the fiends from the wizard's grave.
Thank you all for coming to hear tonight's mystical story, dear guests. Please be careful on your way out of the library, and we hope you have a magical evening.
Madam, how touching the reading was this evening. I would have never thought I'd become emotional about a long-dead wizard. You must be tired, too, so I've made you a special tea.
Thank you, Mr. Darling, and I agree. How is it I've become so fond of a magical man I've never even met? Whoa, this tea is the trick. What's in it?
Oh, there's dead nettle, spiderwort, blood whistle, and just a few drops of your enemy's tears to cheer you and chase away the missing of our long-dead friend that we'll sadly never meet. Madam, shall we retire to the seance room? We have a brand new Ouija board.
Darling, you're a saint. Well, obviously not a saint, but whatever. Yes, let's go.
The Midnight Library is co-produced by Tess Feifel and Astonishing Legends Productions and is edited by Sarah Voorhees-Wendell with music and sound design by Ryan McCullough. Special thanks to Miranda Merrick and Mr. Darling. No part of the show may be reproduced in any manner without express written consent. Copyright Astonishing Legends, all rights reserved.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.